In a world where entertainment is available at the touch of a digital button, how can live performances compete? That's a question many Seattle nonprofit arts groups are trying to answer. Seattle Opera wants to find a way to bring 21st century audiences to an art form that goes back hundreds of years. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Sillman has the story.
Grand Opera has drama, pageantry, beautiful music. But let's face it, sometimes opera just seems old-fashioned. Take Giuseppe Verdi's classic La Traviata. It's about a courtesan named Violetta. Courtesan? Who even uses that word anymore?
Someone said to me once, "What do you mean she's a prostitute?"
Seattle Opera General Director Aidan Lang is the first to admit that his beloved art form can be a little inaccessible.
It's very easy that an opera which is, its iconography is always associated with big crinoline dresses, you know, because it was a modern dress piece in 1853. And what happens then is the whole thing becomes remote.
So how do you bring opera into the 21st century? One of Lang's first tasks after he took over Seattle Opera's leadership 2 years ago was push to refocus its mission. Producing top-notch art is still the priority, but Lang also wants his company to think about the region's changing demographics and the conversations that come up about our future.
For us today, in this fast-changing city, our purpose is to be part of that dialogue. That's what the arts are for.
The philosophical shift is most evident in some of Seattle Opera's newer programs.
So the introduction will play. They're up there.
On a recent afternoon, cast and crew gather for the first rehearsal of an opera called As One.
You would be entering from what we'll call audience right or down left.
It's the story of an all-American boy.
Like every other boy, I have a paper out.
Who knows he's really an all-American girl.
And like every old boy, I wake each morning.
The character, a transgender woman named Hannah, is performed by two singers, a man and a woman. As One is director L. Zane Jones' first opera.
So this is very exciting and fun and daunting and challenging in all the right ways.
Jones isn't transgender, but she's a lesbian who identifies with the message embodied in this particular opera.
To be politically challenged and stretched and expanded by an opera is kind of what this piece is, I think, really about.
Beyond its content, the production of As One also pushes Seattle Opera out of its comfort zone. The opera will be performed at the historic Washington Hall in Seattle's Central District. Aidan Lang says that's part of the company's plan to expand beyond its 3,000-seat hall on Lower Queen Anne.
Some people, you know, really do feel worried about setting foot over the threshold of the theatre, be it ours, be it Fifth Avenue, or wherever. Then one way to do that is actually go to them. But go to them with a properly crafted Seattle Opera show as a first step to be in their community, in their space. So it's like any courtship, really.
The opera also wants to woo a new audience from the growing population of affluent young tech workers. They may have come to Seattle for good jobs, but Lang believes they stay here because of the amenities.
People don't come to a city because the sewers run well. They come for the life it gives, and here we have a vibrant outdoors culture and a vibrant cultural sector as well.
But operatic chestnuts like La Traviata may not appeal to 20-something Amazon programmers. That's where new topical shows like As One fit into Seattle Opera's future. Director Zane Jones.
We talk about diversity and we talk about, you know, we want to be more diverse in our representation on stage. But storytelling is a powerful, powerful way that we know ourselves and we know each other.
It's one thing to reimagine your arts organization, quite another to pay for those changes. The Great Recession hit most nonprofit arts groups hard. In 2013, the opera cut back staff and programming to deal with a one-time financial shortfall. The company's chief financial officer says fundraising in the post-recession years is still challenging. Expanding the audience will help Seattle Opera bring in more money to fund its vision. But the way Aidan Lang enthuses about his opera company's future, money doesn't really seem to be top of mind.
What I'm hoping is that what we have is what I call Seattle Opera. That it is an opera company for Seattle, not just an opera company which happens to be in Seattle and is a clone of something elsewhere.
If Seattle Opera succeeds in reinventing itself, it will be a role model for other arts groups that are grappling with these same issues. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.